We just got done singing, "Let's take time to thank him for dying our death." And that's what we're about to do with baptism here. That's one thing I can do. I can die. And if you guys knew me when I was in my 17, 18, 19-year-old state, you thought I was trying to die. And I did that unsuccessfully. But there is something about coming to Christ and dying to the flesh and him doing something that I couldn't do, which is come to life, to give new life. And that's really the symbol of baptism. It's taking our flesh, burying it with Christ, and then allowing to be raised in the new spirit, in the spirit that he raised, that God raised Jesus Christ from the grave. And this is my friend, DeKedrick. He came to us a few weeks ago, and it's really cool. I was reading earlier this week in Corinthians talking about we are the body of Christ. And it was cool to see the body of Christ lead DeKedrick to church here through our last baptism. Warren, you out there? He had to go to work. He had actually an interview. But DeKedrick grew up in the church. He'd actually been baptized before, like many of us. But somewhere along the way, through the woes of life, he distanced himself from God. And here a few weeks ago, he said he just felt God calling him, saying, I want to be in a relationship with you. And so he started seeking, like we all do, and just said, I need to know where I can go to church. So he started asking some friends, and he ran into Warren. Warren is just like, I've got a really good church I could send you to, or you could go to church with me at Eastwood. And no. And so DeKedrick came, and the body of Christ reached out to him and loved on him. And through meeting with him and talking with him, he knows the only way he can come to have a right relationship with God is through Jesus Christ. And so somewhere along the way, he said, I feel like I need to be baptized again. So we talked about that, and we see, because he said, I was baptized before, I didn't understand what it meant. And I'm guessing this time you have a little clear picture of what it means. And he's here excited to commit to you guys, in front of you guys, to commit that his life is now hidden with Christ. And he is going to follow. He wants to be obedient. And he understands that's just the first step. It's a step-by-step. And that's our job as a church, is to come alongside a new believer and encourage him and walk with him in that commitment. So with your profession of faith, it's my honor to baptize you, my brother, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let me pray for us. Well, Father, we praise you. We thank you for the wonderful work that you have done. Lord, we do not deserve your gift of life, but through grace, Lord, we receive it. And we praise you and we thank you for it. Lord, would you be glorified? Would you help us as a church come along, new believers, and help them walk a life that honors and glorifies you? It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.